And so I have found this season of Memphis basketball to be enjoyable, even if it's still headed for something short of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I've told people, I really think it's something my gut tells me. They are going to finish with the exact same record as Tubby's team did last year. So 19-12 in the regular season. They'll be make them 11-7 in conference play. And then I think they'll get to the semifinals of the American Conference Tournament, run into someone like Houston or Cincinnati, play a wildly entertaining semifinal game, and maybe fall short. But it'll feel total. I mean, it'll be the exact same record, but it'll feel totally different than it did a year ago. One, because you mentioned the style of play. Two, because, you know, because the schedule's better, and like with the same record, I think there's a decent chance they make the NIT with that record. And three, because of all the recruits, there's hope. The fan base has hope, you know, going off of that record. But I think you're absolutely right in that. It's more entertaining to watch. It's just more enjoyable.
And it doesn't feel like this is what it is. Like with Tubby's teams, it was like, okay, there was nothing ever to look forward to. You know, it was like, okay, this is who we are. And then if we bring everybody back, this is going to be about what we are. You know, there was no hope. I said it a million times for a solid year. You know, in college athletics, you've got to have one of two things. You've got to have a great on the court or in football on the field product, or you've got to have the realistic hope that thing is on the way. And if you've got both, that's great. Like Duke always has both. Kentucky usually has both. Memphis had neither under Tubby Smith. It was like, this is our team, and this is probably going to be about what our team looks like next season. And who, you know, and that's why they ultimately pulled the trigger after 2 years. Whereas with this team that we're watching right now, A, it's fun, but B, there's some young, interesting pieces that look like maybe they can't take you where you dream of going as freshmen, but maybe they can as sophomores or juniors. And C, you got the number one player in the country and another top 50 kid and who knows what else on the way. So it doesn't feel – if this was what Memphis basketball was going to be forever or even for the next year or two, it wouldn't be quite as fun. It would feel like, where are we going? But given that, you know, the help is on the way and – the top 20 preseason ranking is going to be there in October, almost regardless of what happens this season, then you can enjoy this for what it is and then get ready for next season, which is what Memphis basketball ought to be. It's why I never liked last season when folks would say, why can't you just appreciate this Memphis team that is just scrapping and you know, clawing and trying to overachieve? Because that's not what Memphis basketball ought to be. Memphis basketball ought to be what it's going to be next season and the year after that. But you can appreciate this team scrapping and trying to overachieve because you know that this isn't indicative of what's going to happen or what it's going to be going forward. And that's why I'm actually looking forward to tip-off tonight because it's another opportunity to watch those guys play.
Yeah, we're talking about hope. I'm curious, did last night's Grizzlies game and finally getting off the schneid, did that give you hope? For, you know, did they turn a corner? Was that a new beginning, or was it just a one game reprieve? What did you take away from that game?
You know, I was listening to you earlier, and I'll give you credit. I think you got it exactly right. Like, if you want to be hopeful, be hopeful, and I'll hold hands with you. But so many weird outcomes happen in NBA games almost every night, if not definitely every night. And if you find yourself drawing grand conclusions from individual NBA games, you're going to find yourself being misled over and over again. Like, there's going to be a night at some point where Phoenix wins a game and looks good, and Cleveland wins a game and looks good. And it's not going to mean that Phoenix has turned a corner or Cleveland has turned a corner. It's just going to mean that sometimes these things happen. And so it was great in the sense that, my God, it'd been a while. And B, you know,
that's what she said.
It takes you closer to that 500 mark that now you're chasing. And it snaps the you know, losing streak. But I'm not ready to tell you that, oh, Marc Gasol's back And, you know, when Mike and Mark play well, this is what happens. And so I can't wait to see them go win in Miami by 11 points. We will see. But it was a much-needed win. I don't know if it's a preview of what's coming or a indication that they flipped some switch and now they're going to get back to being what they were when they started this season. I guess it was 12-5. But, you know, I'm willing to believe if anybody else wants to believe, because the alternative to that is to just, you know, focus on the sucking. And I'm not interested in that. You can hit the button if you want to, Brad.
That's what she said.
Missed the suck. Dang it. Missed the sucking one.
Come on, Brad. Just because Gary's out doesn't mean you can be off your game.
My button game here is off.
That's what she said.
Well, Gary, appreciate you calling in. Glad you're back in Memphis. You're here for at least a couple more days.
I'm here just like I am every week going forward. I'm here till Monday at 4:30 a.m. So, listen, thanks for saying that, but I appreciate you doing this because we needed you. And you're doing a great job, so thank you.
All right, thanks, Gary. Have a good night with your kid watching basketball.
Right, yep, you got it. Bye bye.
All right, well, we'll be back with Jeff Calkins here on ESPN 92.9 FM. I'm Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal. We'll see you in a little bit.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of the Eric Hasseltine Show, weekdays 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's data analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our data analytics graduate certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs at our graduate info session on February 5th on the campus of Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register today at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge, and you've done it again.
We've brought you a new choice in diamonds. We've got altar-created diamonds exclusively at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what that does for you is give you the opportunity to save 25 to 30% and get a bigger and brighter diamond.
And how is that possible?
Altar-created diamonds are grown above ground, making them environmentally friendly and 100% conflict-free.
Howie, can you tell the difference?
What difference? They're both diamonds. See for yourself only at Robert Irwin Jewelers with free financing.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do, too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to, and that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV. And it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow-roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan-crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the Prime Philly is from the same slow-roast prime rib Philly style with peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live teen trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday night. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music Saturday night with Eric Hughes.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever. And forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for another new money in the new year appointment. I'm money. Every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
All right, 5 o'clock. Cash word is the word teeth.
Text the word teeth to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You've got until 6 o'clock to text the word teeth, T-E-E-T-H, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 here on the Gary Parrish Show. Teeth is the code word this hour, and you got another code word coming up at 6 o'clock here after the Gary Parrish Show.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is the award-winning host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He joins us every weekday at this time here on the Gary Parrish Show, give or take 10 minutes. I think Mark Giannotto may have his child out in the hall or something. I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to step in here. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. And
so
you?
I'm wonderful. We just had Gary on, and I want to ask you about the Tigers and the Grizzlies here in just a second, the team's du jour. But I wanted to start with something that might be your favorite, non-sports-related things. There's a famous wedding going on and a famous parting going on today in the news. And the first one is sports related, and that is Tim Tebow is now engaged. He just got engaged to, and I know this is going to surprise you that Tim Tebow is getting engaged to a former Miss Universe, but it is a former Miss Universe who's 23 years old and smoking hot. So congratulations to Tim Tebow. But congratulations, Tim.
How old is Tim Tebow now? Is he 30 yet?
It's a great question. He's 31 years old. 31.
God.
So if you're Tim Tebow, would it have taken you this long to get married? Would you have been a 20-something married person, or would it take you till the age of 31? Or would you have waited longer?
I got married at 31.
You're the same age as Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for... I mean, the problem is, and then it's when you have kids too, right?
Right.
So the problem is, if you put off getting married too long and having kids for too long, then you get into my situation where I will be, by the time my kids go off to college, I will be the last one. Mm-hmm. I'll be 59. Right.
Yeah.
When your son goes off to college, how old will you be?
So he's 10. It'll be hopefully 8 years from now.
Right.
So I'll be 48. I'll be 50. I'll be 50. I'll be 50 years old.
That's almost a decade younger than me.
Yeah. That's
and
true.
So I think there is something to be said for getting to it.
Yeah.
Not the child raising isn't a complete pleasure,
yeah,
but you also kind of want to get through it, like get through it and then have something on the other side. You can join it as grown-ups, yeah, whatever else. So I think I've got no problem with Tim Tebow waiting till 31. None at all.
Okay.
None at all. But then the question is, when's he going to have the kids? Now, she's only 23.
Yes. She's only 23 years old, so she's got a lot of time.
Yeah, so I'm more interested in John having kids at this point.
John Martin from 92.9.
Yeah, I think John should start having kids.
I do. I disagree.
Why is that?
Well, first of all,
he's ready. He's not emotionally ready.
No,
yet.
He's not emotionally ready to hold a job yet, let alone have a child or hold a child.
He's 20. Is he 27?
27, the boy tells me.
He's 27 years old. He's old enough to have a child. He's got a good job.
Yes.
He's got a good steady income. His wife is very mature, if he's not. I would say I see no reason why he shouldn't be getting to it and having kids.
I think that John is in a really good spot in the sense that he's married at about the right age, your late 20s, and he has the opportunity with his wife to have kids in his early 30s. That's about my timeline. Although what I did was I just got married and had a kid right away. But I was older when I got married. I was 31, and then I had a kid like 3 months after we were married. She got pregnant.
It's not, you may not know this.
You know what causes that, right? Yeah.
They tell you, no, but they tell you in high school that it's automatic. It's not automatic.
No, it's not.
It sounds like it was automatic for y'all, but it's not automatic.
It works. Yeah.
There are lots of people who struggle
with this, and it is a challenge for many. Yes, and it's absolutely.
So the answer is that good for Tim Tebow, I guess.
Yeah, and then on the
do you think if you're Tim Tebow, by the way,
yeah,
do you think you're happy with your life?
Oh, I think he's super happy with his life. In fact, I was thinking about this today, looking at the pictures.
No, dissatisfaction that he never became the NFL quarterback he wanted to be.
I'm sure there's some lingering stuff there, but in general, I was looking at the pictures of him and his Miss Universe fiance, Demi Lee Nell Peters, who's just striking. He's also striking. Just they're both disgustingly good looking people.
I don't think that's necessarily correlates to happiness, Brad.
I didn't say that's what correlates to happiness.
I'm not projecting
that. What I'm saying is he strikes me because he is so outward with all of his decisions and seems perfectly happy with his decisions, including this one, that I think he's happy. Yeah. I think he's very happy.
Well, he may find, he's obviously open and with his faith too, right? And he may find comfort in that, in the non-worldly things. And
absolutely.
His
faith also probably makes him, part of his happiness is probably connected
to
his faith, like it is for many people.
It's grounded in his, maybe it's grounded in his faith. I just wonder if he, because he's a sort of a celebrity.
Yes.
You don't see a lot of failed NFL quarterbacks who, there's like Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah,
One of the Hasselbecks who wasn't a very good quarterback is a good talker on TV, so there are some, but failed NFL quarterbacks isn't a real big category for, I guess there are some others.
Tim Hasselbeck, by the way, married to Elizabeth Hasselbeck for 15 years without divorce.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So maybe being a failed NFL quarterback is, isn't Matt Leinart does TV too now? He does TV.
He was a failed NFL quarterback, and he's broadcasting.
Definitely a failed NFL quarterback.
Uh-huh. I don't know what his marital status is.
Failed NFL quarterback. He does TV. So maybe being a failed NFL quarterback isn't so bad. It would not me, I would think, if I were Tim Tebow. I bet Tim Tebow still believes in his heart of hearts that he could have been a good NFL
quarterback. Well, and wait till he shows up on the New York Mets roster.
I will look forward to that. That is so much fun.
And then,
I actually enjoy that too.
I'm bringing you through the whole universe here because we go from Tim Tebow on the good side to Jeff Bezos. Yes, which is getting a divorce. And I bring this up because I don't think anybody's talked about this on the radio station. And it is a huge topic of conversation. I posted a meme on my Facebook page of his divorce filing paperwork.
Is it a meme or a meme?
Meme. Which is it?
I think it's a meme.
Mark, help
meme,
me out at least on this part. Is it a meme or a meme?
It's a meme.
Okay, so there it is a meme. There we go. I got clarification. Thank you. All right, so the meme.
One person on the station who I'm cooler than.
We had to bring in a consultant.
That's not a big shock.
So
go ahead.
The meme is of Jeff Bezos' divorce filing, and it's this massive Amazon box that's showing up. It's on my Facebook page if you want to see it at Brad Carson. Uh-huh. But conversely, how happy is Jeff Bezos? He will still be the richest man in the world. We're talking about happiness here. But he is now breaking it off with Mackenzie Bezos, who will now reportedly become the world's richest woman, his ex-wife. Right. And he's already dating anchor Lauren Sanchez. And they look perfectly happy as well. So far out of these two stories, everybody's happy.
Yeah. It would be interesting to me. First of all, we don't know exactly. I think that how much Bezos was worth? What,
he's the richest man in the world.
Billion?
Like it's in the hundred.
No, but if he doesn't have a prenup,
right?
Because they live in, I think, D.C.
137 billion is what it is. Yes.
Do they live in D.C. or in Washington State or whatever? It's a community property state. And so if he doesn't have a prenup,
mm-hmm.
He started Amazon a year after they got married, which means
she was an employee. It was nepotism.
That's basically, he started Amazon a year after they got married.
Right.
So in her community property state, what that means is anything that is created during the marriage is split 50-50. So if there's no, now we don't know that it's going to, they don't have a prenup. But assuming there's no prenup, I don't know. I think the number was something like $140 billion he has.
Yeah, so it's $140 billion. Yeah.
And she gets $70 billion, he gets $70 billion. Okay.
Right.
I would think that if I would do this, you could argue that if you're Jeff Bezos, who cares? $140 billion, $70 billion. It's all plenty of money, right? I would tell you that that would bother me, I think, to go from $140 billion
to $70 billion. It would bother you? Really?
That's a pretty, But you go from being the richest man in the world to the fourth richest man in the world. You have all this money that you could do good stuff with.
Come on, Jeff. You're still a bazillionaire. $70 billion.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, and this is terrible, but, like, is really trading from McKenzie to what's the next woman's name?
This is the Sanchez woman. She's pretty. She's okay. I mean, have you seen the pictures?
I'm not Christy? Gary, so I'm not going to judge her.
No, I'm not being sexist but here, but I saw the pictures of Demi Lee. That's Tim
They're
Tebow's girl. Lauren Sanchez.
They're both attractive women.
Right.
But that's not what happiness is based on. I found, listen, I think the real truth of the matter here is we know Jeffrey Bezos, and let's be clear, the TMZ says
you studied up on this too.
He has this girlfriend, and according to TMZ, they were separated before he got the girlfriend.
Right.
I don't know whether that's true or not.
Now who believes that, right?
I don't really know. Well, I mean, TMZ would not be shy about telling you that
they would figure it out. The research, I see.
That the girlfriend preceded it. But anyway,
well, what was odd about it is her ex was sitting next to him, happy as well. The ex was also happy.
Both very attractive women. I think to trade from 140 billion to 70 billion to go from McKenzie to whatever.
Uh-huh. Lauren Sanchez.
The other thing I was going to say is let's be clear. The most eligible woman in the world right now, because we know he's taken, right? He's in a relationship.
Oh, it's his ex.
We don't know about her.
Oh, good
but I'm
point.
I'm telling you, if you are a single man out there and you're on Bumble, or wherever you happen to the kids happen to hang out these days, and you come across Mackenzie Bezos, do whatever swiping is required.
Yeah, whatever swipe side you got to go to get
because
that done,
that
right?
I mean, I really do think you would have a hard time doing better at this point. Now, she may not have the sense of humor that you want or whatever else, the vivacious personality or whatnot, but she's worth $70 billion.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There you have it. The ups and downs of marital life. I would still be happy with $70 billion. And I think that Jeff Bezos...
I wouldn't be happy with $70
billion. You're talking about him.
If I had $140, I would find it a little bracing to go down to $70.
I don't want to try to predict what Jeff Bezos, what he's like in his personal life or how he thinks. I've read some books by him and about him and stuff, much like Steve Jobs. But I take it from his mentality going through this divorce, because I saw the statements and everything, that he's perfectly fine losing the $70 billion at this point. And All right.
I'm sure. Are there any young Bezoses? Are there any Bezos children?
I'm looking.
Do they have any kids?
I don't see any.
I'm sure
They're fine.
Really?
Yeah. All right, wait, hold on. Let me look. I got to.
The Bezoses have children?
Hold on. Let me look at Jeff Bezos, his Wikipedia page and see. I don't know. I haven't done that research yet. I guess I'll find that out. In the meantime, let's get to sports. Tonight it's ECU and Memphis.
By the way, did you see you get to sports?
Yes.
Did you see the picture of me with a raccoon?
I did. Why did you have a raccoon as a young kid? Why did you have a wild animal pet?
Don't people know I had a raccoon?
Nobody knew this until today, until John Martin said that he wants to be a wild animal owner.
It's out there on Twitter. If you go to my Twitter account, GEOFF_CALKINS. There's a picture of me as an 8-year-old holding my pet raccoon Cricket. People say the picture looks like it was taken during the Depression.
I'm looking at it now.
It does sort
it's
of
on
look
our Twitter
like the 1940s
well.
Or 1950s, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
Yeah. No, there is me with Cricket, my raccoon. Why? I don't know.
You guys had a lot of weird animals at the Calkins house, didn't
we
you?
We had a lot of weird animals. We had a monkey at one point.
Right.
At one point, we had sheep living in the basement. Mm-hmm. We had, it was kind of nutty. But anyway, there it is with the raccoon. What were you asking about the timing?
All right, by the way, Jeff Bezos, four kids.
Four kids, grown?
Now, Jeff, I didn't do this much research. I just saw the four kids. I'm sure that they're almost grown. If they've been married 25 years, I think I read someplace they are. Anyway, moving on. Well, let's get to sports. It's a sports radio station, and we've got Jeff Calkins on with us. It is Brad Gary. I just got back from the airport, and we had him on. We asked him about the Tigers game tonight, and he'll be watching with his family, assuming Memphis will probably take care of business with ECU, but... you know, we were just talking about this with Mark and some of the other guys that you can never assume anything in Conference USA play and in conference play in particular, because you see a team like Cincinnati go on the road and ECU handles them just at their place.
What do you make of the conference? And Mark's opinion was that Memphis is going to look a lot like last year because the conference, you know, the conference is pretty good. You know, some of the bad teams are sort of mid-level teams. And so he could see a scenario where they have the same record as last year. Thoughts?
I think that's probably right. I mean, we saw, I don't think there's the separation between Memphis and some of the other teams in the conference that there has been in years past, just because I don't think there's a, you know, there's not SMU and Cincinnati lost some players. I don't think they're as good as they were. And so I think there's a little less separation. And then we saw, obviously, Houston is vulnerable in the sense that they lost last night. But I still think there are teams that are clearly better than Memphis. I think Houston is clearly better than Memphis. We saw that Sunday. It doesn't mean that if they played 100 times that Memphis wouldn't win some of them. I think Memphis might. But I think Houston is clearly better than Memphis. And then East Carolina is one of the teams that Memphis pretty clearly should beat. And Tulane coming up on the weekend is another team that Memphis pretty clearly should beat. And so far, Memphis has beaten all those teams they should beat. But then there's still a vast muddle. And so where will Memphis play out there? You know, none of this is critical because none of this whole year is critical. But I think the goal, such as it is for this team right now, and it is to get a first round bye in the American Athletic Conference tournament. And I think that's a perfectly worthy sure. and reasonable goal. And I think it's one that they will likely achieve. And I think it'll be a very different feeling year than last year. In other words, you could end up with the exact same record, the exact same circumstances. You could get to the, you know, you could make a little run at the tournament like they did last year. You could have the same results, and yet you would feel very different about it, differently, because of all the other things, of course, that we've talked about ad nauseum surrounding this program, because it would be the start of something, because you know that Tyler and Antoine and Alo and whatnot, they're really putting in this year to be ready next year when people expect this team to win. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all if this season plays out exactly like last season, maybe with an NIT bid layered on top, but not necessarily. I just think people will feel very differently about it, even if it literally the record is exactly the same. People will feel differently about it, and that's partly because of, it's mostly because of who's the coach and what's coming. It's also, by the way, if they can have the same record, but they already have better wins. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Yale win and it wasn't yeah. great, and the South Dakota State win wasn't great, yep. but they were better than the wins that they had last year.
Well, and the KenPom ranking, their KenPom is in yeah. the '90s. I mean, all the math on it basically shows them as a better team, right?
Yeah, they're better.
Yeah.
The analytics
stuff,
team.
Yeah. Well, and the striking thing was something that the guys were talking about last hour. Mark was saying it's been 5 years since this team has seen a postseason game. And I think I knew that, but when you say that about Memphis basketball, it is rather striking. Just to make the NIT really would be an achievement in a way.
Yeah, it's something to build on.
It's not an achievement. You know what
people
I'm saying.
Wouldn't get
Relatively
it. People
speaking.
Wouldn't. Yeah, get excited about it in the sense right. of woohoo NIT, but yes, it would be a sign of progress. Right. It would have been like, you know, Tennessee, if they had managed to get to the Liberty Bowl this year or something, right? If they didn't,
no.
But had they managed,
no, they had to beat Vandy.
It would be like that in the sense that it's not their goal to get to the Liberty Bowl. That's not what Tennessee aims for in the big picture.
But they know what's coming, right? Yeah.
It would have been a sign of progress mm-hmm. and a tangible sign of progress. And so, but I don't actually think it's necessary mm-hmm. for the University of Memphis. I won't deem this season a failure if they don't get to the NIT. But I think it would be, yes, it'll be okay. And now, you know, we've got these recruits coming. We've laid the foundation for what is to come. And, oh, by the way, we went to the postseason and played in the NIT.
It's Jeff Calkins, 5:30 here on the Gary Parrish Show. Brad sitting in. And the other thing I want to ask you about before you go is the Grizzlies' win last night against the Spurs. And I think we've sort of arrived at the place that, yeah, it's nice to win that game because you get off the schneid after losing six games. But sort of the way that the Spurs played, it was sort of... I don't call it a mirage, but it's sort of like, yo, man, you still have a lot of work to do with these games coming up, including the one you should maybe try to knock out in Miami on Saturday.
Well, it's clearly a lot of work. I mean, depending on what we think they're going to accomplish, there's a lot of work to do. I didn't think that I'm not taking anything away from their win last night. It was what it was. They played well. Mark played really well. It was, to me, it was the exact same formula that they used to win games early on in the season when they were 12-5. It was stifling defensive performance. It was Mark being really good. And it was getting good performances from role players, including Jamichael Green and Mac, right? I mean, yeah. Both of which they both he was
Shelvin played good, yeah.
The backup.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, double double from Mark. It was good.
That's what they kind of like. Shelvin Mack hitting some big three pointers, and Jamichael contributing, and Mark being really good, and the other team being stifled defensively. Well, that's how they won. That's how they got to 12-5, and so that's good. Does that mean that they don't have shortcomings? No, it does not mean they don't have shortcomings. And does that mean that I'm picking them to the playoffs? I literally, when they were 12-5, I didn't pick them to go to the playoffs. So I don't think they would. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I don't think it's impossible for them to make the playoffs. I think there's a small chance that they can make the playoffs. But to me, the most striking thing from last night, and this is what I really, to me, the takeaway from last night was, anyone who is trying to compare this season to last season, here we go again, dumpster fire, whatever, it feels totally different. You can point to all the weirdnesses of the last month and all the things that went wrong and whatnot. But the truth of the matter is, last year was a complete dumpster fire and a team that sort of quit on itself and that was not cohesive and was just a disaster. And where management, honestly, management was in on tanking as much as anybody else, right?
Right.
Some of the fans resisted it, but management was in on tanking.
Yeah, except for getting rid of Tyreek early,
I might add. That weird thing, but yes. But, I mean, even then they didn't send him home, and like whatever. So this year, weirdly enough, there are people saying, let's tank or what already, like in the fan base. But it's very clear if you spend any time down there in the locker room or with management, they are not tanking. And so if that is not your, but who is the greater you are, the people out there, if that's what your vision for the season is, that is not what is happening. I don't think that is what is going to happen. They may not win as many games as they want to win, but they're going to try to win them all. And it is like, I don't think Mike was lying when he said the players in this locker room like each other. And we actually do have a bunch of good guys in this locker room.
Except for that fight in the locker room they had, but that was just one game, you know.
I don't actually think that means they don't like each other. I think it's easy.
I also think it's
easier to like each other. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, literally, I don't. You go in that locker room, or you'd watch them play. If you watch the players on the bench last night, they were up and cheering each other. And this is not a team that's coming apart at the seams.
It was lit. It was lit, Jeff.
Doesn't have enough offense. That's true. But I also think that it's probably easier to be cohesive with Chandler gone and with two players who knew they were unwanted. Not at their fault at all. Mm-hmm. But and Marshawn and Wayne Seldon. I think now that they're gone, it's sort of easier to be cohesive as a group. And so I'm not saying that I think it'll be over 500 for the rest of the way or anything else. I'm just saying they're not quitting and they're not throwing in the towel and they're not tanking and they're not blowing it up and they're not. And that if that may be what some fans want, but that's not what they're doing. And last night they sort of showed at their best what they can be when they are cohesive and when Mark is mad Mark.
Jeff, I'm going to let you get to it. Apparently, according to Duncan on Twitter, Brad Carson mispronouncing mem as mim is the greatest thing that's happened today on 92.9.
I don't know. A lot of great things happen every single day.
That and the animal discussion that you all had earlier about your raccoon.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. That is the great Jeff Calkins, who is the host of The Jeff Calkins Show and is the columnist for the Daily Memphian. We'll have Jeff back on tomorrow at 9 a.m., and we'll talk about the East Carolina and Memphis game that's happening tonight. Mark Giannato rejoins us. He is back. He is on baby watch as we speak, and wife expecting in the next day or so. So we're going to come back. We'll have four stories and do dinner to go before we get out of here on the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know it. New money, new year. Coming up at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. We are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at. At the top of every hour weekdays. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your GuySmart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
On Saturday, February 16th, professional football returns to Memphis. Get on board as Hall of Famer Mike Singletary leads the Memphis Express into its inaugural season in the Alliance of American Football. Tickets available at AAF.com or at Ticketmaster.com.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now, I talk to Grainger, because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLite technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Now at Kroger, you can earn 2 fuel points instead of 1 for every dollar you spend. Just activate your Kroger Fuel VIP membership for $40 a year. Exclusions apply at Kroger.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host is Mark Giannato from the Commercial Appeal.
What's happening, guys? I'm back. No kid yet.
Your baby watch it. We're still not nope. yet.
We're still pregnant.
Okay. That's good.
But soon. Like I said, the due date is tomorrow. Oh, wow. So we were at the doctor earlier today, and I don't know. We'll see. It's you know I don't know. I don't you know. Like, she doesn't know what to expect in terms of like when she knows it's going to happen. I feel like your body just says like it's happening.
I was we did not have a scheduled one. Like she had to be rushed to the hospital, and we did the whole thing that way. And we show up. And our room was next to Derek Kellogg's room, the head coach now for Long Island University. Used to be the assistant coach on Cal's spot. He was so in a hurry to get to UMass for that job. It was the same year that, she had all of this medical stuff. And he's like, they corralled all the flowers and, like, left the next day. And I think she didn't have, like, an epidural and the whole deal. And they're like, oh, we got to get going.
Oh, my.
But, yeah.
I don't know how my wife would feel about that.
Yeah. So you do remember some of the people that you are on your floor sometimes. You meet people you know or you see or you make relate, especially the guys, because you'll have time. So good luck tomorrow.
Well, we don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, you
it's
don't
not
know,
scheduled.
But it's scheduled.
The due date is tomorrow.
Okay.
We don't actually, like, if
there's not a schedule,
they're
going to
let
tomorrow,
her
then.
Go till oh, okay. next week.
Oh, I see. All right.
So it could happen. Like, I could get a call tonight at the ECU game.
Oh, wow.
Like, I told her, don't call me during the radio show, but, like, I was like, text me, and text I will bolt from here.
Yeah.
And, like, if you see me running across the FedEx Forum court in, like, the middle of a media timeout tonight, that means the baby's on the way.
I see. So you'll be sticking your microphone in front of Penny Hardaway and then running out of the press conference if it's happening.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. I'll bolt. But let's do four stories.
Number one.
All right, number one. There is a report out there that Kyler Murray, Oklahoma football star, who everyone thought was going to be a Major League Baseball player with the Oakland A's, there's a report out there that he is going to enter the NFL draft.
Could he be the – and there are people who said he could have done either one. Or
he's very – I mean, he got a $4.66 million bonus from the Oakland A's. I mean, he's a good baseball player.
And they had to pay that money, right? Like,
well, if he goes into the draft, he's got to give up that bonus. Ooh. He doesn't get the bonus. Yeah. He's represented by Scott Boras.
Yeah, he's going to be a first-round draft pick, though, in the NFL.
More than likely, especially in a down year. And the question is, you know, what's interesting about this football-baseball dilemma is, you know, what do you do? Like, football, there's probably more glory in that.
Yes.
And as a quarterback, yeah, there's pretty good. It's like, you know, you can make the argument in baseball. Yeah. You have the guaranteed contracts and there is, in general, more money.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's an elite, if he ends up being an elite quarterback, I don't know if there's necessarily more money in baseball. Now, longevity, certainly there's a case to be made. You can have a longer career in baseball.
Yes.
My argument would be
just for safety, right?
Yeah. I would think baseball would be there. And then the other thing is,
okay,
whereas in football,
you mean to be there if it didn't work out for him,
5 years from now, if he doesn't make it as a quarterback, now it would be harder probably. But the other argument is that, from what I understand, if he goes to the A's, he's going to be in like A ball. You know,
there's no question in my mind what I would do.
Whereas, you know, he goes to NFL, he's going to be on an NFL team right away. Mm. And so he wants to do both. It sounds like, if he can find a way.
Like Deion, Bo Jackson.
Yeah, or like Deion did it for a little while. But I don't, it's one thing as a, you know, a cornerback or a running back, but as a quarterback, that seems hard to do.
I think that the baseball component of it is the harder part, would be the harder part for me.
Well, just, yeah, like getting your timing as a hitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's, I think he's an outfielder, I believe.
Yeah. He's like a right fielder for Oklahoma, I think.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a weak year for quarterback. I mean, like, it's funny to me because I cover – so Dwayne Haskins is from my hometown.
Oh.
I covered him extensively in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of shocking to me that now – I mean, he was, like, a big-time recruit. But I still – it was, like, it seems like yesterday I was covering him and watching. He had no offensive – he played at this little small private school in Potomac, Maryland. And he had no offensive line. And when I watch – like, I'm a Michigan fan, and when I watch – him play for Ohio State this year, I'm like, get pressure on him, get pressure. I watched this guy. He was like I used to always joke he was like he had a Cadillac and he had a Honda Civic line. Like he would get pressure all the time in high school and he wasn't as effective. But he's considered the best quarterback prospect in this draft. And I think there's gonna be teams, especially in that mid to late first round, that are gonna want quarterbacks. And I think Kyler Murray is gonna be a first round pick, and so that's probably why he's going.
Story number two.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, back in the news for
some
weird, poor reasons.
And I was telling you this story off the air, but Vegas authorities reopened this sexual assault allegation. It's a rape case from 2009. They reopened it, and now there's a warrant to collect DNA from Cristiano Ronaldo. The woman is Catherine from Las Vegas. They reopened this investigation, and there is DNA evidence on a piece of clothing that she has with traces of what could be Cristiano Ronaldo's DNA. Well, and you asked the perfect question, I thought, which was, will we ever see him come into the States again?
Because I can't imagine. I mean, well, I hope he does, because I would love for there to be actual justice, whether he did it or not. Like, you'd want to know. I want to know the answer to whether he actually did this or not. And it's
There was an agreement initially that they like a closed door agreement between the victim and Ronaldo that she wouldn't pursue this. But I think there were some circumstances, and he said some things that were like, "Yo, man, like no, like this happened," and you know he really he's in a bad spot here. I mean. I guess you go, the foreign authorities, you get the DNA from him, but
Well, I'm curious if, they put in a request to send, I think it's the Italian authorities.
Yeah.
I'm curious if Italy will comply. You know, they can extradite him. I mean, and with a big star like this, I mean, it could go either way. I wonder whether he will get preferential treatment over there because he's a soccer superstar.
Right.
But I can't, for instance, if it was an NFL star here in the United States,
right.
I can't imagine the United. I would think the U.S. would maybe extradite someone overseas. So, I don't know.
And he is a bigger star globally than LeBron James. I'm not trying to throw LeBron James in with such a terrible case. I shouldn't even do that. Whoever you argue is the biggest star in America, that would be a crazy scene in the States if they had to extradite them. And I would assume that the States would have to comply with foreign authorities to make such a thing happen. If that were the reverse.
I would hope they would. I would hope they would,
too. I mean, as far as justice is concerned.
So this hasn't totally tarnished Cristiano Ronaldo's image yet.
Nope.
It seems like it's come up here or there over the last year. This incident in Vegas.
Right.
And I think most people still think of him as international superstar Cristiano Ronaldo rather than alleged rapist.
Do you think
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Let me ask you this, and this is in all seriousness, because of his stardom and his looks, do you think that's part of how he continues to be perceived as this sort of above it and away from it a little bit?
I think it's partially because one, especially here in America, soccer just isn't as big as the other sport. I don't think nobody cares, but it's just, it doesn't draw the head like if this happened to LeBron,
right.
I think it would be
NBA
know, the
or an
biggest
NFL
story
person.
In
right.
the, you know, in the country.
Right.
But because it's soccer, it's a little different. And I think also, let's be fair. He has denied that this was, this woman has alleged.
Right.
But I just would like to see, I hope he complies. If he truly is innocent, he should comply with this order.
For sure.
Story number three.
So the newest all-star voting is out, the second round.
I need to pull up some of the latest tallies. I'll go to ESPN.
Front court, your top five are LeBron, number one, Luka Doncic, number two, Paul George, number three, Kevin Durant, four, Anthony Davis, five.
Mm-hmm.
And then guards, Stephen Curry, one, Derrick Rose still hanging in there at number two. James Harden, number three. Russell Westbrook, number four. Klay Thompson, number five. So
no Durant in the starting lineup.
Yeah, no Durant in the starting lineup. The one that honestly took me by surprise. So,
wow.
And that's just the West. Sorry. The East, front court. Giannis, one. Kawhi Leonard, two. Joel Embiid, three.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum, four. Jimmy Butler, five. And then the guards, Kyrie Irving, one, Dwayne Wade, two, Kemba Walker, three, Ben Simmons, four, Victor Oladipo, five. The biggest surprise to me, Jeremy Lin, number eight in the guards. He's in there in the top 10.
That has to be the China vote. Well, yeah. the most striking to me out of all the votes is the popularity of Derrick Rose. I mean, he's got like 2 million
votes. He was number
votes.
One at first when the first round
came out. And he's still neck and neck with Curry for that spot. Curry's at 2,094,000. D Rose has just under 2 million votes, so they're separated by about just a little under 100,000 votes between those two.
Yeah, and if you go by total votes, LeBron is number one.
Yep,
Giannis is number two. Kyrie is number three.
Doncic has 2.2 million.
Is number four,
right.
And Stephen Curry is number five. Those are the only guys. Or actually, Kawhi and.
Yep.
Stephen is number five, and then Kawhi is right behind him at number six. Those are the only guys with over 2 million votes.
This is a fascinating all-star game with the lineups, because you got rookies, you got D-Rose, who could potentially be right there, and then you've got all the stars.
Well, it's the captain's vote again.
Yeah,
like
I forgot
year,
about
it's
that.
It's going to be captain's vote. So,
do you like that?
I think it was a nice change of pace last year. The reason why I liked it
they
is
picked
it seemed,
teams, basically,
they
right?
They picked teams, and it seemed like the teams were picked, the guys cared more about it in the game. I thought the game
Well, especially
was
the
better.
Captains, yeah. Like, you got LeBron, who's just, like, all in on them.
But just that end of the game was just more competitive.
Yeah.
The other striking thing about this is Mike Conley is nowhere to be found.
No.
And that's probably because the Grizzlies really kind of swooned here. But, I emotionally, I want to see him make an all-star game because you know, you just don't know how many more years he's going to have where he's even going to have any sort of a case to be made to make it.
And I don't think it's going to happen because if you look at it, like even
he's got to, they got to play better the next few weeks.
The team has to play better.
And he's got to hope, like Mike, you know, he's got to hope because the coaches still
pick
the reserves. Right. And so it's just there's a vote once the game gets closer. So he's got to hope like Mike Malone from Denver is a big, we got to hope he's a big Mike Conley fan.
Story number four.
Sorry about that.
And maybe, just maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pop's a big fan of Conley, so maybe he can help him.
Yeah, but he's not going to be the All-Star.
No.
I wanted to talk a little football, NFL, the playoffs this weekend.
You're an NFL guy.
Yeah, I like the NFL. Well, and what's funny is everyone's talking about Adam Gase became the New York Jets coach.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get the job too? Like, it's not like he did a ton with the Miami Dolphins. And now he's suddenly a coach again, whereas...
You NFL know. Franchises will take shots. We saw that happen in Arizona.
Cliff Kingsbury. Who do you got this weekend? Who do you think's playing in the championship games?
I don't know.
I think New England's going down. I think San Diego's, I don't think
the Cowboys are going to make it through as much as I want the Cowboys to make it through. I think this is the games.
I think this is the weekend of the underdog. Right. I think the Rams will probably beat Dallas, although it's going to be a heavily pro Dallas crowd. And then I should say the underdogs in the AFC
because
I think New Orleans is going to beat Philly because it's in New Orleans. So you're going to get chalk and we're going to get a rematch of that great Rams.
This is really weird. I would love for the Eagles to win that game. And I can listen, after seeing what happened in Minnesota last year, I could totally see something weird happening where the Eagles win that. I wouldn't predict it, though.
Yeah,
and they're clearly not going to be favored at all.
The Saints are so good at home.
Yeah.
But I think Andrew Luck can beat Kansas City. I think Indy is hot as anyone. And Kansas City,
Indianapolis,
because of their defense,
is
so bad. I really think Indy can pull it off. And I think this is the year... This is the year New England comes back down to earth in these playoffs.
Yeah,
I don't see them making the champion. I think the Chargers showed last week and have shown throughout the season they are a tougher team than the typical Chargers teams are.
What is that routine where you walk around a place and it's like a burnt item that you try to cleanse the facility to give it good omens? What is that process called? It's like... thatching or something. I forget what it's called. They did that in Kansas City to try to help the juju at Arrowhead Stadium.
Well, I think to help the juju, they need a different coach than Andy Reid. He's a great, great regular season coach. But
so I actually would take Kansas City in this game. I think this is the year, I'm hoping, for Andy Reid's sake, because I saw what happened in Philly, and it wasn't good for Andy Reid there. I hear what you're saying about the regular season. So I go KC, on that one.
I think it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, and then I'll go... I hope Dallas somehow upsets LA, but I don't see them getting past the Rams there. Like you said, New England and the Ram or the Chargers. I was so badly hoping that game was not in Gillette Stadium, but of course it is. New England will win that, and the New Orleans game will be interesting to see. So
you're going more chalk than me,
I guess. Well, and it's because I'm with Gary.
That's typically,
we're math people here.
Yeah,
so.
That's typically what happens.
Analytics.
In these NFL playoffs.
All right, we'll do dinner to go next.
The Bears' season's going to end on a double doink.
I could stay.
No, señor. No, señor. Chicago.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
No! You missed it.
That's all Bennett ever does, been telling you the whole thing, right? That's the best Bennett's MO.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru is now open inside FedEx Forum for all events and has quickly become the talk of the building because people can tell the difference in something freshly made versus something frozen out of a bag. We're talking about a place that's ranked as the sixth best wing joint in the entire country, about a place that has award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Honey Gold. Gold, Spicy Taco, and Nashville Hot. We're talking about a place that fries its wings in premium oils, which is a difference you can taste. It really is terrific, which is why Wing Guru is growing by the day. And as a result, they need employees for all three locations right now, and they're offering scholarship assistance for juniors and seniors in high school or young adults wanting to go back to school. One Wing Guru location, that's on Mount Moriah. Another's in Bartlett on Stage Road, and the newest, again, inside FedEx Forum. You can apply in person at any of those locations or online at thewingguru.com. And if you're ever at home craving wings, understand that the Wing Guru is now delivering via DoorDash. You can order for delivery at thewingguru.com or place an order for pickup in store. That's the Wing Guru here in Memphis on the web, thewingguru.com.
Now at Kroger, you can earn two fuel points instead of one for every dollar you spend. Just activate your Kroger Fuel VIP membership for $40 a year. Exclusions apply at Kroger.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
An unreliable network can cost you money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction knocks out the power, you can still upload that presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 131-19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Recruitment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Connection for backup limited up to 6 hours. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Offer price requires eco bill. Pay for this billing and auto pay through Comcast Business My Account.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring, and that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she's sold mine, John. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you, too.
This February, the Memphis Express begins its inaugural season in the Alliance of American Football. Single game and season tickets are on sale now. Visit AAF.com to get on board today for as low as $20.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host is Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal.
Now I want a BMW i3.
It's little. Welcome back. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, we learned that Jeff Calkins has had wild a pet animals. Raccoon. And I thought the part that got minimized, he had sheep in his basement. What had to happen for them to put sheep in their basement?
Is going on at the Calkins house?
And we also learned that I should not force my favorite sports team on my soon-to-be child. That's what Gary told me. And we learned that...
I thought he was right, though, about his parenting suggestion. Everything you think about parenting, a lot of it will go out the window.
Yeah. No, and we learned that the Grizzlies, it was good that they won.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we should draw too much into that.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Memphis ECU. 8 o'clock at FedEx Forum. Tigers looking to get back on the winning side of things. Move to 2-1 in conference play against an ECU team that's coming off a big win over Cincinnati.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, if you're looking for something to do right before that game, 7 o'clock on Bravo, Top Chef. I'm a big Top Chef.
You're a Top Chef guy.
Ah. Yeah, I don't like to cook, and I'm not good at cooking.
But you watch it?
But I enjoy watching other people cook. And I also like it's all these young, up-and-coming people.
Sure.
I like seeing people striving like they do. But I, for whatever reason, it's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
So a real